celebrate Women's Month with CTM and Soma Josie on the CTM Urban Hot 40. CTM, everyone deserves a beautiful home.
Here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2.
No one in the corner hand, swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger like us.
40 of your favorite hits at the moment. Back to back on Limpopo's hottest frequency. Boucher M serves you the CTM Urban Hot 40. Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Capricorn FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is just the beginning.
1, 2, 3, 4. All the people on the floor, jump on the party.
CTM Urban Hot 40 with Boucher M on Limpopo's hottest frequency.
Yes, what's up? A very good morning to you. It's Boucher M, the DJ. It's the CTM Urban Hot 40. And I'm with you counting down 40 of the hottest tunes. A very big shout out to Mr. Major holding things down on the breakfast brew. You know how he does it every single Saturday. And of course, the matric lessons. Thank you for that one. You know how we do right here on Capricorn FM, making sure that the matrics are up to date because we are living in different times, of course. But like I said, today is a very, very special show. I'm sure that you've been hearing, you know, the ads that we're playing throughout the whole week, that today I'm joined by a superstar. I'm joined by a trailblazer. Limpopo's very own Soma Josie's in the house.
What's up?
What's happening? What's happening?
Oh my goodness, it's so exciting to be here. Happy Saturday, everyone. Minjani, Amakaya, Nuvahani, Kai. We're here, we're in the building. Let's get it started. I'm super excited.
You know what? I'm really excited because we're celebrating Women's Month. We're celebrating your achievements. So I'm happy to have you on the show. And people thought it wouldn't happen. Well, yeah, here you go. It's happening. It's happening. So we're counting down 40 of the biggest tracks. And like I said, today's show is just going to be different. Things might change. I do not know what is going to happen. But what I can say is that you need to be with us. And at Capricorn FM is where we're at on Twitter, at @Boogie_M. Follow Soma Josie, #CTM, Urban Hot 40. But before we get too carried away, let's count down last week's top five. This is how it went.
Last week's top five on the CTM Urban Hot 40, number five.
All right, so coming in at number five was DJ Sambodi, and he's holding it down with Ia Memeza.
Number four.
It's so dark, world so dark.
Ah, man, it's a smash hit. It's Master KG with Shine Your Light featuring David Guetta and Akon. Last week's number four.
Let love win.
Number three.
Brother Drake.
Migos was holding it down in position three with Having Our Way featuring Drake.
Way I having his way. And like the third Migo I take. What?
Number two.
But anyway, Casper's holding down position two with Sia Tandana featuring Abidoza and Buche. And the biggest track for last week was DJ Maphorisa and Tyler ICU with Izolo. What is going to happen this week? I have no idea. That's what's up. That was last week's top 40, you know, countdown. That was the top five, rather. So it's going to be going down this week. It's a special show. Like I said, we are featuring Soma Josie. This is her show, actually. This is her takeover. So I might as well just relax, chill back, you know, and let you do your thing. So we're going to be talking about that and a whole lot more. But before we go any further, let's get into the top, to the top 40. We've got some brand new entries on the track. Let's go.
Jeez. Yo, this is Soma Josie. You are listening to the CTM Urban Hot 40. It's a totally different show. Right now in the background, it's MFR Souls Aba Hambai, but you already know that because last week they were on number 39,
yeah.
And this week they're on number 39.
Yes.
And before that, we had a brand new entry onto the Urban Hot 40, which is Do Baxolele. I really like that one, actually.
Yo, that's a dope track.
It's
right
really,
now.
Yeah, it's really good for me to be here because I think I'll discover a lot of new music. And I'm going to be like, I'm going to shake you when I don't know some of these artists. But it's super exciting. And also coming up in a bit, we have artists like Lil Nas X, who's quite the controversial one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've got the track that Industry Baby. I saw the music video and wow, let me say, the music video is hectic. Like you said, he's very controversial,
exactly.
But I feel like for all the right reasons, you know why? Because I feel he speaks his truth,
yeah.
You know, he speaks his truth and, you know, the industry has, cast him aside for coming out as a queer rapper.
Yeah.
And I think that's unfair. Why, why is it like that? Like, why do you think that the hip hop community is so unaccepting at times of things
yeah.
that are different or unique?
I think it's because you're supposed to be really hardcore and very macho and very manly to be in the hip hop thing. There's so many things that the hip hop community doesn't accept that other music communities do. It's quite hectic. For example, like most other musicians, they'll have somebody maybe write songs for them, help them make songs. To have as a writer, like as a rapper, to have a writer is like seen as something bad, Masrona. So there's a lot of strict rules within hip hop, and I think it comes from the gangsterish
slash
you know being hardcore the way rap comes from.
No man. Like, can we just accept? Can we love? Can we appreciate? But anyway, this is what Lil Nas X had to say.
I've had to like fight a lot of battles like inside, especially this last year and a half. I could have gave up. I could have stopped pushing. I could have stopped moving. But I know where I'm headed in life. I know what my future is going to look like. So I'm not running, you know? So, like, go get whoever, go plan whatever, go plot whatever, go try to find whatever about me. It's like, I'm not stopping, you know?
There you go. That's what Lil Nas X had to say. And you can definitely look forward to his track, Industry Baby. We've also got a brand new entry from Tsego. I haven't heard anything from him in a while. And the name of the track is called My Favorite Song. It's featuring Shekinah on that one. And we've also got music from Dr. Pepper. That's all coming up right now.
It's such a vibe.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh my gosh. That's Dr. Pepper. It's called Mtase. But it's featuring one of my favorite, like, upcoming new exciting voices on the scene, which is Blackie. He's the coolest person. He's so cool. I love him a lot.
It's his time right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's so talented. I've never seen him miss on a track ever so far.
Same here, actually. I also saw this music that he's doing now with Zynga. So I'm excited to see what, you know, more music that he's going to be releasing.
The kid is incredible. His writing skills are on point. The ad libs there. Yeah. I mean, it's too much. It's a movement and I wish him the best. I really, really hope to see him going really far.
Yeah, most definitely. He was coming in at number 36. Last week's number 19, dropping 17 places. And at number 37, we had a brand new entry from Tsego. My Favorite Song featuring Shekinah. Really fresh track. And then coming in at number 38 this week, last week's number 40 was Lil Nas X with Industry Baby. So what do you think about the track?
I think it's awesome that he's using music to address the things that society's saying about him, right? So if you guys say this and this and this about me, then I'll make a song about it. I think that's amazing because he's making more coins the more you guys talk about him.
Carry on talking about it. The boy is just going to keep on coining it. But you're still tuned into the CTM Urban Hot 40 with myself, Busha M, the DJ. And listen, this is Shoma Josie's show today. This is Shoma Josie's show today. Shout out to you for all the messages that you are sending. You know, a little later, we are going to get to the messages. And of course, all of the questions that you have, we will be talking, you know, throwing those to Shoma Josie and having her, you know, give her responses to that.
Some more music.
Yeah, coming up on the show. We've got music from Simi also coming up.
Exciting. I like her.
Yeah, she's cool. And she was talking about how you know, because of COVID, she had to do things differently, like take piano lessons over the phone.
Yeah. I love it. This thing has proven sometimes you don't have to meet up in person. Everyone that knows me knows I hate in-person meetings. Like, if it can be done over the phone, do it over the phone.
The meetings over the phone. Please.
I don't know if it's just me, but yeah, that's how I am, man.
Yeah, so we can expect music from her. And, you know, one more thing I wanted to ask you was, I mean, how important do you think it is for artists to keep on reinventing themselves? You know, as Simi said, she took up piano lessons over the phone. For you, how important is that?
I mean, you have to reinvent yourself. You grow as a person. So obviously the topics you're singing about have to grow, but also your skills have to grow as well. See, now I've got another skill, which is radio presenting. You know what I mean? You have to keep.
Otomi. Now I know where this is going.
I'm joking. Guys, I'm really enjoying myself though today, but make sure you get your questions in on time because I don't know if I'm going to do this again. This job is hard. I really respect people who can do it.
No, I can see the way you're looking at the studio. You're like, but I could see myself here, you know? I could see myself behind this mic.
Taking your job and stuff.
Yeah, but you are killing it. You're killing it. Okay, let's listen up to Simi. We've also got Young Stoner Life and Shekinah.
Shekinah with questions. Before that was Young Stoner Live at number 34 with a song called Solid. And then before that, beautiful brand new entry by Simi called We Were Here. Stunning.
It's a brand new entry. So that's what we're about right here on the CTM Urban Hot 40. Their special edition. We're giving you brand new entries. Love that song. And I hope, you know, she releases more music. You know, she gives us even more hits.
Mm-hmm. And coming up, we have someone who's been giving us hits for quite a long time. His name is Questa.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, like you should really take advantage of this opportunity of having someone that's in the music industry and asking me what personal experiences do I have with some of these people. I've got stories for days.
You got stories for days. You got files for days.
And I really want to, like, come out with it. And I want to celebrate with my fans. You know, right now I'm in a really, really, really great mood. So I want to tell you guys everything.
Look, there's a lot that I want to know from you. I mean, you're a multi award winning artist. You've been at this. Even John Cena's out here on Sama. Look, leave Shoma Josie. This one is the person. You know, and I just want to know from you, like, how important is it for artists to not only focus on the artistry side of things, but also to understand the business? Because, I mean, if I'm a new artist and I have a team, surely I should be allowed to say, let my team handle everything, because that's their job, and let me handle the art side of things.
Yeah, in doing this industry, you have to know a little bit about everything. You have to understand finances, you have to understand what artist management is, etc. There's so many things, not just recording the music, otherwise you won't sustain in the industry. So it's extremely, extremely important to do that. And also, you know, people, this industry, it's shady.
I just want to perform. I just want to perform.
That's fine, but then you're not performing for free, right? So
yeah.
Sometimes you just, like, you would just not understand your money. And some people might take advantage of that and say, you know, then you'll be surprised. And then you have worked for 10 years and be surprised, why don't you have any money? You signed something, you didn't read it, it said 20% of your money. Always get a second opinion first and foremost in everything before you sign it.
Yeah.
And try to make sure you actually understand what you're signing. I know it sucks reading long contracts, but try to understand.
There you go. Shoma Josie has done it all. She's seen it all. And that's the advice. And I think also I'm going to take that advice. You know, as a television presenter, as an actor, know the business. Know what you're getting yourself
Absolutely.
Into.
Absolutely. And even if you don't personally want to read maybe the legal terms and stuff, like, go through it with somebody. But we're here for music. We're not really here for this. We're here to listen to the Hot 40, the Urban Hot 40 with CTM. You understand?
All right. Just like that, let's get into it. Questa and Silk Sonic coming up.
Oh, can you believe it? We've already run through 9 songs on the CTM Urban Hot 40. This is Shoma Josie. I'm here with Buhle M. I want to give a quick shout out to Tony Mpeko, who's listening from Seshego. And there's also Masego, who's listening from Johannesburg. And even though Capricorn is Limpopo's hottest frequency, you can tune in online and on DSTV. Right now, though, let's do a recap of what we've just heard.
The CTM Urban Hot 40 recap. Number 40 to 31. Number 40.
Coming in at number 40 was a brand new entry. This one was by Zoo and the track is called Bakolele.
Number 39.
Last week's number 30. This week's number 39 is MFR Souls with Abahambayo. 10 weeks on the charts. Absolutely digging this track.
I am.
Yes, that's what's up. Last week's number 40, this week's number 38, up two places. Lil Nas X, we spoke about him and he's giving us Industry Baby. Coming in at number 37 today was a brand new entry from Tejo, and this one is called My Favorite Song. Features Shekinah on this one. What a jam.
Number 36.
Coming in at number 36. What a vibe. Last week's number 19, dropping 7 places. Dr. Pepa, I'm Das. Yay.
Number 35.
That's right. Coming in at number 35 this week was a brand new entry from Simi. Absolutely digs this track. And this one is called We Were Here.
Number 34.
This week's a number 34. Last week's a number 33 is Young Stoner Life. And the name of the track is called Solid. 11 weeks on our charts and still going strong. Digs this one.
I want it painted. She quick to say no because she knows she a diamond.
Number 33. Question
after question. Ah, she kind of still asking us questions. Can someone give her answers? Coming in at number 33 this week, last week's number 20, she kind of with questions. I can't help it. Coming in at number 32 this week, last week's number 38, up 6 places, is Questa, and the name of the track is called Google. That's what's up, and you just heard this one right now. Coming in at number 31 this week, last week's number 36, up 5 places, Silk Sonic with Skate. And that was the recap. It's a crazy CTM Urban Hot 40 special edition show with Shoma Josie. What do you think of the chart so far?
It's so exciting. I'm so glad I get to listen to all this music. Hey, that's not the pain of you guys on this thing. You know what I mean? Most of the time, people think like as a musician, you're listening to music all the time. And actually, I'm not. Like, I'm in studio. I'm working on my next album. I'm working on whatever I'm doing, you know, at that time. Mm. And I'm actually missing so much of like what's going on. This is so cool.
Yes, most definitely. We're going to be doing this and a whole lot more. Right now, though, let's get into the news. Hey. It's an absolute party in studio, man. Hey. Shoma Josie's on the tables, yeah.
That was dope. Now,
Shoma Josie's on the tables. It's going down.
I've been spilling things.
She's
right now.
Spilling things. It's a party. Yeah, it's going down, man. That was Post Malone with Motley Crue coming in at number 29. And Eduardo XD, It Ain't Me. This week's at number 30. Yo, last week's
so
at number 34.
Much fun. Love that song. Everyone, if you haven't seen it on social media by now, like that song is doing the things.
Where have you been?
I'm so glad that it's on the charts because it looked like it was one of those that's just gonna be online and then, you know, it's not gonna reach the radio charts. I'm so happy.
Yeah, no, it's a massive tune. And
so
just
big.
You know, just on Post Malone, you know, there was there's an interview that I saw where he was talking about social media and how he feels like social media is toxic because there's so many people on social media. Hey, Black Twitter.
I love it, you hate it. You love it, you hate it.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's your take on social media and especially people who just always have an opinion and, you know, a negative one at that?
Yeah. That's sad. You know, every time I've received any hate, if you look at the people that are doing it, if you go to their page, you realize it's actually not about you. Yeah. Everything they post is negative. Like those kind of people. And I feel sorry for people like that. You know, the world is such a wonderful place. And why not spend your time on earth, your short time on earth, contributing, doing something really, really cool, bringing something amazing into the world rather than just criticizing those who are. I can never, you know, I definitely can never waste my time listening to somebody who is not brave enough to do something themselves. Yeah. It's easy to criticize those who are doing stuff, you know.
But I mean, who would want to criticize Show Macho?
All sorts of things. You know, people are crazy. I mostly get love, and I'm really grateful for that. I really love my fans so much. I also think I personally think I have some of the best fans. Like, the fans, I mean, are, I think, some of the coolest people. So I think I'm lucky in that regard. But all sorts of things. Like, Dolo, I got a vaccine in my arm. I just posted that. I didn't even say other people must. I said I did. I rushed. I was like the first person to get it as soon as they said our age group can. And you just post that and there's people who are like, no, why? What do I
do? I saw that. So no, guys, come on. Let's stop that. But right, we're going to take messages from only positive messages. We're going to be reading your messages, of course, at Capricorn FM if you want to holler at Show Majozi. Yep. But right now, let's get back into the music. There's so much heat coming up.
Beautiful. I'm loving all the female artists on this Hot 40 right now. This was Sky Wonder that's in the background saying Gugula Me. Before that was M.A.R. with Late Night featuring Camp Zero. And then before that it was this song is such a banger.
Yeah.
By Lala Tuxin. Like, yo, what a banger. It's called Puze. And it's featuring, amongst other people, the late Mpura. May he rest in perfect peace.
Yo, one of the pioneers, I feel, of the new age. I'm a piano. Yeah. What a guy.
I'm sure that we're not the only ones that are in complete disbelief. He was such a vibe, and I think his influence and impact on the genre will never be forgotten. No, will anyone ever get over that, I think.
Most definitely. No, we're going to carry on celebrating him here on the show. We're going to keep on rocking his music. And who knows, there still might be more music from him coming later on the show.
Who knows?
But you need to stick around for that one. And of course, Silk Sonic is also coming up. And, you know, I saw a recent interview where Bruno Mars was just talking about the fact that a lot of his fans want to compare the work that he's doing right now with Anderson .Paak to the work that he did previously.
Absolutely.
And he's saying, give me space. Allow me the opportunity to be creative and give you something new. You know? So I want to know from you, like, have you ever felt the pressure to maybe stick to a certain sound or not, you know, go beyond what people know you for the reasons that, you know, Bruno Mars has said to say fans,
I totally agree. And like, I totally agree with him. I did something completely unexpected with my last project, which is What's Alive, which really, it made my dreams come true to be able to win a summer award for that one for best traditional album, because like, I actually went and made a traditional album.
Yeah.
And people, you know, it's not the songs that are playing in the club. It's not the songs that, you know, it wasn't like commercially people would have wanted me or expected me to do something different, you know. But I wanted to explore that. I wanted to pay homage to, you know, to the legends. Dr. Thomas Chauke, Mansand, Glenn Chabalala, people who I grew up listening to, that I felt I needed to do that. And I'm so grateful that, you know, my new label, because I was recently signed, they gave me that space to explore and make music that I wanted to make. I mean, my whole last project, the Simtash guys, are like all of them, Itash Belan, you know. So you have to, and your fans have to understand that, like, it's really a journey, and sometimes you have to do stuff for yourself.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And also, as your fans, I think they should look at it from the light of, you never know what to expect. You know, so you're always gonna get something funky, something fresh, and I think that's what makes you so awesome.
I mean, imagine for me, like, I've won, so both of my projects have won summers, right? And the first one is in like best gom, imagine, and then this one best traditional.
Come on.
Yes, to move.
What more do you want?
It's the versatility for me.
There you go, man. More music coming up on the chart. Let's get into it. It's Silk Sonic with Leave the Door Open.
Hey.
Absolutely digging the gems right now. This one that you're listening to at number 23, last week's number 13, dropping 10 places, is Umoya Wami, and coming in at number 24 this week, up 4 places from last week's number 28, it's Big Sky with Ungo Wami, and coming in at number 25, last week's number 22, dropping 3 places, was Silk Sonic with Leave the Door Open.
Absolutely delicious music. Happy Saturday, everybody.
Yes.
It's such a blessing to be alive right now, being able to listen to some hot music. I feel so grateful. I'm in a good place. Mushayam, how are you feeling?
Look, I am super excited that I have a co-host now. I think this must go on forever. Yeah, no, but I'm really excited. The energy is crazy. And also on social media, they agree. We've got a WhatsApp message. Let's take a look at what's happening on WhatsApp. A WhatsApp message. Urban Hot 40. Oliver Tabo. Wale Mavele. Makosinika. Ntwa Matwa. Yes, I'm definitely. I'm definitely loving Show Majosi's energy and quick adaptation to presentation. She is a natural by nature. But keep rocking, guys. That's what's up. We're also going to listen to a voice note over here. People are absolutely loving Show Majosi and the special. This is the voice note.
Hi, God. Good morning. Good morning, Show Majosi.
What up?
Of course, the DJ. So, I would like to ask Show Majosi on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Because there's so much light going on around social media. Show Majosi responding to people's inboxes. So, I would like to confirm she does have a very blue-ticked page at Show Majosi.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, I mean, social media make things so easy for you guys by putting a blue tick next to our social media pages. I know, like, some people will create fake pages, etc., but if it doesn't have a blue tick, it ain't me. But I do sometimes try to sit down and respond to DMs and stuff. I can't get to all of them, but I do often respond to my fans. Mm. And we talk. People know.
There you go. So you can highlight us, of course, at Capricorn FM. Keep those questions coming. I think in the last hour, we're definitely going to be asking Show Majosi all the questions that we need to. But for now, let's get back into the music. Hey.
That is Amala Zandile Dlamini, aka Doja Cat, at number 21 with Streets Banger. Before that, we had Uncle Oskido at number 22 with Banky Banky, featuring Niniola, beautiful song. And before that, we had Malooms on Deck, Umoya Wami. And just like that, we've done the first 20 tracks. We're halfway through.
We are halfway through, but I'm telling you now, there's still more heat coming up on the show. Let's get into the quick recap, number 30 to number 21. If you've missed it, here it is.
The CTM Urban Hot 40 Recap, number 30 to 21, number 30.
This one is an absolute banger. TikTok loves the song. Coming in at number 30, last week's number 34 is Eduardo XD with It Ain't Me.
Number 29. I get the comms
peach. Coming in at number 29 this week, last week's number 31, up two places, it's Post Malone with Motley Crue. Hey, what an absolute jam. Coming in at number 28 this week, last week's number 32, up four places is Lala Tugs In with Puze.
Number 27.
Late night, she picking up my phone call.
Coming in at number 27 this week, 27 last week, not moving any places. It's MAR with Late Night featuring Cam Zero.
She know I like her better with her clothes on.
Number 26.
Absolutely loving this jam. It's a feel-good jam by Sky Wonder. This week's number 26, up three places, and this one is called Kukulami. What's up? It's Silk Sonic coming in at number 25, dropping three places. Last week's number 22, and this one is Leave the Door Open.
I'ma leave the door open, girl.
Woo!
Yes! Yes! Number 24 for this week is Big Sky, and this one is called Ungowami. Last week's number 28, up four places.
That's Malooms on Deck. Uncle.
Yes.
On Deck. It's called Umoya Wami. My A. My wind.
My everything.
Number 22.
Beautiful collaboration between West and South. It's Uncle Oskido bringing in Niniola and calling it Thank You, Thank You.
Funky, funky. Make my lava.
This was number 22.
Number 21.
It's Doja Cat. This one is called The Street.
Ish, when I think of this song, I remember the challenge. Yeah, no. Last week's number 10, this week's number 21. And just like that, number 30 to number 21, that was the recap. It's time for us to jump into the news. Oh, man. What a jam. And just like that, we are into the top 20. This one coming in at number 19, last week's number 25. It's DJ Stokey with Ipiano Soweto. And coming in at number 20, last week's number 26, up 6 places, it's Black Motion with Tricky Wawa. What a jam. And I'm still chilling with Shoma Josie.
Yeah.
We're vibing. We're having fun right here on the CTM Urban Hot 40. Thank you so much to everyone that is joining us on the show.
Yes, Ndoriwa, guysins. It's super, super, super nice of you guys to join us. Now I'm having a good time. So thank you for sending questions on Insta, Twitter, WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. Keep sending questions because it's nice when we get to interact with you guys.
Most definitely. And we're still going to take those messages from you. So keep them coming. Yes. And just on DJ Stokey, you know, he was talking about some of his biggest, music influences. Like right now, he's influential across the board in the music industry. And he was saying how the likes of DJ Kanyani, DJ Toxin were some of his biggest influences back in the day, you know. So I want to find out from you right now with you, who are some of your biggest influences?
I mean, right now it's such an interesting time. I've always been a bit different in the sense that I've listened to a lot of music from the past. I love old music. I love the legends. I love that. These days, everybody's doing Amapiano, and I'm really enjoying this. And I actually got a question on my Insta, like, would I ever release an Amapiano song? Right?
Yeah.
And the question is, I guess the answer is like, yeah, stay tuned to see my next album. I like to do things that are slightly different, but obviously I'm always listening to what's hot around, etc. But you know, we can't all sound the same, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
We can't. So it's important, like, as a musician, get influences from different places. I read a lot, get a lot of influence from writers and poets. Listen to old music once in a while. You can't all be listening to the same thing, then all your music gonna sound the same.
Yeah. No, most definitely. And I think that's what makes you so special. It's how diverse you are and how broad you are in your influences and also in your music. So we celebrate that. We love it. Some more music on the way. You can expect music from Big Zulu, PH, and Megan Thee Stallion. That's all coming up.
Megan Thee Stallion, Thought
Shh.
Yeah. I always wonder how you guys play songs with a lot of swear words. It's just gonna be bleep, 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 bleep. I love it. I do love Megan Thee Stallion. I don't think there's a person out there that doesn't. If you don't, you got a problem. Before that, there was DJ PH. He called Siriasi, big banger, big tune. And before that, it's Big Zulu with Umuzi Senten, and that's gone up like 6 spots.
Yeah.
This Hot 40 is hectic. Hey, you guys drop and lift people crazy.
No, yeah, you need to be on your A game.
You
need to be on your, Champions League.
I've seen songs go down like 12 places, 9 places. You couldn't have to stay on.
This is Champions League. I know you know all about Champions League, but more music still coming up. We've also got music from Demtuda, KO, and Josiah the Disciple. And just on KO, I also saw an interview where he was talking about social media again and young artists coming up in the game and how he feels like some artists, or upcoming artists feel entitled to be given an opportunity.
Okay.
You know, I think it's on the back of that whole open up the industry hashtag.
Right.
But with him, it's still bothering him even now.
But what's he saying?
So what he's saying basically is these up and coming artists need to work.
Yeah.
Need to work. So this thing of expecting, you know, a feature here and there.
So true.
Or a cosign here and there. What's your thoughts around that?
Now, I came up in the industry, like my first song with OK Malum Cool Cat. What I did, I hit him up. I didn't say, look, feature on my song. I said, look, I'm a writer. Can I write and help you on your project? And that's how I got into studio. You do have to be humble. There's so much stuff that I did in the beginning that I did for free, you know. Nowadays, a lot of kids, you know, they'll literally, they'll pick up a camera and be like, I'm a photographer pay me? It's like, no, you still have to put in work. You still have to get a mentor, try to learn from people before you can actually get to that stage. But there is a lot of entitlement. I wish we could bring back mentoring. I wish we could bring back people who would shadow somebody. Just because you know you like music doesn't mean you can now be paid to be a DJ. Maybe holler at one of your favorite DJs and be mentored by them. You know, look how they do things, etc., etc. Put in work first. You can't enter and already be at the top. Although I must say that social media does give people a lot of opportunity that now you don't really need a lot of labels, etc. You can blow up by yourself. But still, guys, there's so much work to put in before you really like expect a lot. And I think if you take the humble route, it can really work out for you.
There you go, just like that. You heard it. Haile, how many likes you want? How many likes for a feature?
How many likes for a car? How many likes for you to everything?
Oh man, I'm loving it. I'm loving the show. Thank you so much for everyone that is tuning in. Of course, this is Capricorn FM, CTM Urban Hot 40 show. Majosi has taken over. Demtuda KO, Josiah the Disciple. We're still carrying on with the countdown. That's what's up, man. The chart is super hot right now. In the background, you're listening to Josiah the Disciple. And this one is called Spawn On. This week's at number 13. Last week's number 15, up two places. And coming in at number 14 this week, up two places. Last week's number 16 is KO with K Hova. And coming in at number 15, last week's number 21, up six places, is Demtuda with Emlanjeni. Absolutely digging the music. Thank you so much for joining us wherever you are joining us from. If you are in Limpopo, wherever in South Africa, the world, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. And I've got the queen with me, still chilling. Still chilling, still vibing. She's still vibing with me. And yeah, we're having so much fun. Carry on sending through your WhatsApp messages at 079-899-6226. Of course, is the number to dial. So what we're going to do right now is we are giving you the opportunity to vote for which track you could potentially want to hear at number one. So all you need to do is, of course, go onto our Twitter page. It's at Capricorn FM, even on Facebook, and vote for the tracks that you want as number one. Mm-hmm. If you want to know which tracks you can vote for, here we go. Let's play them. This one, possible number one, Makazi Ganama. You can vote for this one. Another possible future number one is coming from Moneybag Yo, and this one is called Time Today. If you want it to be number one, you know what to do. You ain't me, so it's hard to relate. But how much cash I pop every. Absolutely feeling this one, and if you're feeling it too, then do the right thing. This one is from King Zef, and it's called Denzel Washington. This is another one that you can vote for as number one. It's called Having Our Way, and this one is by Migos. And like the third Migo
out. Drake never misses.
Never misses. Most consistent. That's what's up. We've got more music coming up on the way. We've got Teleman. We've got Burna Boy. That's all coming up. The music is hot right here. It's a Sean Majosi special. We are celebrating this queen and all her achievements. Shout out to you for listening in. Let's play some more jams when we come back. You know what we do here. We play Way Back When. I'll explain, if you're a first-time listener, what that's all about. That's what's up, and just like that, coming in at number 11, last week's number 7, down four places, is Burna Boy with Bankanet, and ahead of that one. Coming in at number 12, last week's number 12, this week's number 12, is Teleman with Overdue. Now we're going to get into the top 10 after the news and after the recap. If you've missed number 20 to number 11, where have you been? But it's okay. I got you covered. Let's check out the recap.
The CTM Urban Hot 40 recap. Number 20 to 11. Number 20.
Coming in at number 20 this week, last week's number 26, up six places, is Black Motion with Kikiwawa. Coming in at number 19 this week, last week's number 25, up six places, is DJ Storky with Ipiano Soweto. Definitely loving this one from Big Zulu. This week's number 18, last week's number 24 is Big Zulu with Umuzi Asante.
Number 17.
Coming in at number 17 this week, up 6 places. Last week's number 23 is DJ PH, and the name of the track is called Serious. Hey, Megan Thee Stallion, number 16. Show my Josie's gear. Coming in at number 15 this week, last week's number 21, Dem Tuda with Emlanjeni. K-Hova, name of the track, it's K-O, coming in at number 14. Last week's number 16, up 2 places.
Number 13.
Coming in at number 13 this week, last week's number 15, up 2 places, is Josiah the Disciple with Sponono. 7 weeks on the chart and going strong. Yes. Coming in at number 12 this week, number 12 last week, is Teleman with Overdue. Love the song.
Number 11.
And at number 11 is Burna Boy. It's called Bank On It. So this stuff is just getting hotter and hotter. I can't believe, like, we still have 10 more to go.
We are getting into the top 10. It's going to be so crazy. This one dropping 4 places. You can bank on the fact that the top 10 is absolutely crazy. It's the CTM Urban Hot 40. That was the recap. I wonder which track is going to be at number one. You can start sending through your predictions.
079-899-6226,
of course, is the WhatsApp line. But for now, let's jump into the news. After that, it's the top 10. Absolutely, absolutely digging this one. And just like that, we're into the top 10. This one at number 9. Last week's number 8 dropping one place. It's Caesar and DJ Maphorisa with Bang Notification. And coming in at number 10 this week is DJ Tira with Ngilimele, up 7 places. And just like that, we're into the final hour of the show. I think I want to cry.
Oh, I know.
Because we're going to leave so soon. We're going to leave soon.
Ish.
You're going to leave. But yeah, no. It's all good.
But thank you for jamming with us, and there's so much good music still coming.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. Now, if you are new to the show, then you know what we do in the last hour. We play something called Way Back When.
Mm-hmm.
So we give you a track that was number one back in the day. For this week, it's the third week of August 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we're going to do is that we're going to give you 2 clues on the artist and 2 clues on the song.
Mm.
And you need to try guess it. 0798996226. Of course, is the WhatsApp number. Shoma Josie's got so the clues for us.
Absolutely. So this song was number one in the third week of August in 2012. So that's like, what, 9 years ago?
Yes.
This was number one. So I don't expect you guys to remember, but these clues should help. In terms of who the artist is, okay, the first thing I'll say is that this rapper entrepreneur released a gospel album called Jesus is King. So the true fans already know. They're already shouting at home.
Okay, okay.
I'll give another clue as to who the artist is. And this makes it very, very, very obvious. He owns the popular pop culture clothing and shoe brand called Yeezy. Pretty much giving it away.
It's not obvious, this thing. Now I'm still confused.
But the thing is, you won't, even those who are out there and they know, because I can't understand how you wouldn't know this. Really?
I don't.
But those at home who maybe have guessed the artist, they might not know the song. This way it gets slightly trickier.
Okay.
So, in terms of what song it is from that artist, ne?
Mm-hmm.
It's a song that samples a dancehall classic called Dust a Sound Boy by Super Beagle. So this is going to be for the true, like, old school music.
Yeah.
So, like, basically, yeah, it uses elements from that old song in the song that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Should I give another clue?
Please do.
All right. And this is a good one. The song's music video is in black and white, and it is shot in a parking lot. Guys, do you remember?
I'm confused.
I remember, dude.
You think you know it?
Yes.
Okay, if you think you know it, 2079899622. When we come back, we'll decide if we're going to give you extra clues. Let's get back into the music. When we come back, we'll see if we give you extra clues. Yes, this one is definitely a feel-good jam. It's Master KG, and this one is called Shine Your Light. This one is this week's number 6. Last week, it was at number 4, dropping 2 places. And coming in at number 7 was Moneybagg Yo with Time Today. Our number 8 track for this week, and last week, number 5, down 3 places, was DJ Sambody with Iyamemeza. You are still tuned into the CTM Urban Hot 40 right here on Capricorn FM. And today, you know by now that I've got the amazing Show Majozi with me.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're also live on Instagram, so people can check us out there, send us questions, etc. But it's been such a fun time. We're almost into the top 5 now.
We're almost into the top 5. Who is going to be in our top 5? That's the big question.
One specific song I really, really am looking forward to hearing on the top 5, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Hopefully it's there. But we were still playing way back when, and we gave you the first 2 clues about the artist and the song. We're going to give you a quick recap because I can see what I
want.
So let's do the quick recap on the artist and songs.
All right. So what we're trying to do, if you're just joining us now, we're trying to get you guys to guess who was number 1 in August of 2012. So basically this week, but like 9 years ago, who was number 1? And I've given you a couple of clues. It's a rapper, it's an entrepreneur, has a gospel album called Jesus is King, has a clothing and shoe brand called Yeezy. I mean, let's just give it all away. But the song now, the song that we're talking about by that artist, it samples an old dancehall song called Dust a Sound Boy. I think very few people will know that one, but maybe they'll get this one. That this song that we're talking about, the music video is in black and white and it's shot in a parking lot. So I feel like that would give a lot of people a hint as to what the song is. But should I give them extra clues?
Or? Please do, because what I'm seeing right here, I can't believe.
You can't believe it.
Oh, bro.
I never expected it. Right now, okay, I'll give you a clue that should really, 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 really help you out if you haven't gotten the artist yet.
Okay.
This artist, this rapper, entrepreneur, was married to Kim Kardashian. I mean...
Okay, it's starting to make sense.
And by now you definitely know who the artist is, right? But I'll give you an extra clue on which song we're talking about from that artist. Okay, the song we're talking about, it features Big Sean, Pusha T, and 2 Chainz. I remember this time. It was a big thing.
Yeah. Okay. And if you think you remember also, 0798996226, of course, is the number that you need to send your answers to. No more clues. We are done.
I've given it away.
Clues. Okay.
Surely.
Let's get into the top 5. When we come back, though, we might play that track for you if enough people get it right. Let's go.
Legend in the making. Perfect example of a powerful, powerful woman and one of my favorite people in general and favorite artists. It's Makadi. Hey. I just hope zvithu zvanhu zvisongo ganama. Because everything she touches is gold. Love, love, love her. Before her on number 4, it was Casper Nyovest on Siyathandana with that classic legendary line. Oh, if Lerato ki called drinky when out to
2 liter.
Then number 5 was King Zip, a real bagger, Denzel Washington. Like, yeah, I love this thing of calling songs by people's names.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I'm inside. I love
guys,
it.
Can someone make a Buhle Maseko? I mean, come on.
Wow.
Or I'm not staring enough.
People love staringness. So you have to be a John Cena. Okay. Sylvester Stallone. MacGyver. People like that.
Yeah. I see. But shout out to all the messages that we have been getting on social media. 0798996226. The WhatsApp lines are going crazy with the predictions for way back when.
Yep.
And I think after we play the number 2 track, I think enough people have it right for us to play the track. So I think we're going to do that, yeah?
Yeah, that would be amazing because then it means I didn't give those clues for nothing.
No, you didn't. But just before we play our number 2 track, I want to know from you, what do you want to see happening in the industry right now? I mean, with where it's at, what do you want to see happening right now? And do you think women support each other enough in the industry?
That's so interesting. I think women definitely support each other. I think I want to see more women though, especially on production, etc. Every time I'm in studio, it's just men. And that's unfortunate. I do want to see more women producers. I want to see more women engineers, like working in the studio, not just vocalists only. You know, that would be really nice to see.
Okay, there you go. That's what Shoma Josie wants to see. And then when we come back, you know, we're going to ask about future plans, what we can expect, what you can look out for, because you know that you need to expect the unexpected.
Absolutely.
It's always crazy. It's always happening and we're here for it. Let's play our number two track. When we come back, we'll play you the way back when. That's what's up. It's a vibe. Our number two track for today is Migos with Having Our Way.
Banger.
An absolute banger, man. You're still tuned into the CTM Urban Hot 40. We are down to the final track. But before we get to the final track, we've been playing Way Back When. We've given you all the clues in the world. So now, no more.
No more clues. I've said everything. This person is a rapper, entrepreneur, used to be married to Kim Kardashian. The song is a black and white video. I've said everything. It features Will, Big Sean, etc. It was a big thing.
There you go. There you go. Uratile Moloi, Khoto Mutoko, Tabo from Turflop, Nathan. Nathan Mara, Lamborghini King, bro.
They're saying the song's name is Lamborghini.
Kanye West Lamborghini.
It doesn't have a song.
But you know what? Inalubo Lamborghini Kamohari. Let me play one voice note right after that. If you guessed this. Yes. Third week of August 2012, Kanye West, and the name of the track was called Mercy. That is our Way Back When for today. What a show it has been, man. What a show it has been. Absolutely digging the vibes. Thank you so much to all the messages, the interacting. But before we leave, before we play our number one track, let's get into the recap. Number 10 to number 2. Here we go.
The CTM Urban Hot 40 Recap. Number 10 to 2. Number 10.
That's our number 10 track for today. It was DJ Dira, and this one is called Ngilimele, coming in at number 10. What an absolute vibe, man. This one is Caesar and DJ Maporisa, and the name of the track is called Bank Notification. This week's number 9.
Number 8.
Coming in at number 8 this week, last week's number 5 is DJ Somebody with Ia Memes, are dropping 3 places.
Number 7.
Just looked at my wrist, I got time today.
Our number 7 track for today, last week's number 14, up 7 places, is Moneybagg Yo with Time Today.
Ain't in mind, show, know what to say. You ain't me, so it's hard to relate. But how much cash I pop every...
Number 6.
It's so dark out.
What a jam, what a jam, what a vibe. It's Master KG. This week's number 6, last week's number 4, dropping 2 places. And this one is called Shine Your Light.
We have
Love It. King Zef, Denzel Washington. This week's number 5, last week's number 9, up 4 places.
Number 4.
Espanol Vest with that awesome track called Sia Tandana. This week's a number 4, last week's number 2, dropping 2 places.
Number 3.
And this was our number 3 for today. Who was it? Who was it?
That is, of course, none other than Makazi with Ganama featuring Prince Benza.
Number 2.
That's what's up. That's number 2 for this week. This one is called Migos, and the name of the track was Having Our Way. This week's number 2, last week's number 3. And just like that, number 10 to number 2, it's done. The top 40 is done. One more track left. And I think, this is the sad part where we gotta say goodbye.
Absolutely. But it's been such a blast. I think, you know, I enjoyed it. The listeners enjoyed it. Namranda shunene, nabafunesa, kyalerata. All the things, all the things. Naofenda sa, na, je vous aime.
Hey, 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 hey. Urringmar. There you go. It's been an awesome show. Thank you so much to CTM. Thank you so much to Shoma Josie. We appreciate you. We celebrate you, and we're going to carry on supporting you. And thank you to you for listening into the show. And this right here is the biggest track. Let's go.